and encourage you as well in your studies and in your ministry as the Lord helps you week by week. Tonight we have three parts to this service. We're going to read a portion of Scripture. I'm going to speak a little upon it, and then we're going to sing a hymn. Then I'm going to read another portion of Scripture and speak a little, and then another hymn, then into the third section. So in reality, you're going to get three mini sermons tonight with one big theme, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. So we'll start here with our Bible reading, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Matthew 1 and verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. On this Christmas Eve, I want to speak to you from these various passages of the Bible on angels and fear, the problem of fear. You wouldn't be human if you don't have fear. Those who have no fear have a very short life expectancy. If you are on the roads, on a motorcycle, if you're climbing on a cliff, if you're swimming in the sea and you have no fear, you're going to be so often in trouble. And of course, there's many people who have all kinds of fear. Some have fears of heights, and if they go halfway up a ladder or halfway down the ladder, well, they can freeze and they don't know what to do. Others have phobias of dogs. Others have phobias of livestock in the fields. And there you are walking along the field and you hear the groan of the bull and you're not sure whether to run on or whether you should run back. For those that were involved in the birth of the Lord Jesus, there was the fear of angels. I'm not sure how you would put that. Is it Anglophobia? That might not be the right term, but it describes the problem. These angels appeared and they caused fear. And we find that each and every time that angels showed up to bring messages to men and women, that they were firstly filled with fear. No wonder, because angels have been known to be ministers of death. If you remember the night when 184,000 Assyrian soldiers were slain by one angel, and then the angel of death that visited Egypt, that slew the firstborn of all who did not have the... I've lost my place here. I have to get back to it. Here we are. There in the Egyptians, and they slew their firstborn in one night. And all who didn't have the blood upon the doorposts, the angel of death visited. And so we recognize the might and the power of angels. Now, with that record and with that power to extinguish the life of men, an angel on a mission of mercy must firstly reassure the people that they have come to bring blessing. And so they have often prefaced their statements with the word, "Fear not, fear not." Now listen to this angel of the Lord speaking to Joseph in Matthew 1 and verse 19. And here you will see that there was this same fear not. In verse 20, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. Now, to quickly summarize this message to Joseph, we note that we have here the fear of making a wrong decision. And you know the conundrum that Joseph was in. He was betrothed to be married to Mary. He knew of his own innocency with her, and now she is with child. And he was contemplating putting her away privily. There was some legal way by which he could annul the betrothal and that he could be free from this matter. But of course, that might be the wrong decision to make. He never thought that he would be in this fix. And while he was contemplating these things, the angel came to Joseph and said to him, "Fear not." There was also the fear of living a life of deception, because if he went ahead with the marriage with Mary and took responsibility for this child, then that would be a deception. In reality, he was not the father of the child. And while it might be a temporary cover-up that might smooth things over, yet it would have been a whole life of deception. And Joseph was a man of truth. He wanted to live for the truth. And that's a good thing, because he becomes now a stronger witness and a stronger testimony for the Lord. There was also the fear of living a life of derision. There was going to be serious stigma with this one, no matter what story was right or what was wrong, because this young maiden was already with child before they came together officially, and there would always be the derision attached to it. Now, the easy thing for Joseph, of course, would be just to stay clear, get offside, and show his contempt for this pregnancy of Mary. Otherwise, the whispering and the condemnation of society would just go on, and how would they ever live it down? But these things that faced them, well, the angel answered them in a wonderful way. You'll notice here that the news of the Immaculate Conception in verse 20, when he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And there's the answer. There's the resolution of the whole matter, because the Holy Ghost is going to take responsibility for the conception of this child. Also, in verse 21, the angel consoled Joseph by revealing the name of this child. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, Savior. And what a mighty answer that was in this situation. Also in verse 21, you will see that the hope that Christ would bring people salvation. And here again is the whole purpose of the birth of the child. And that news from the angel changed everything. Taking Mary as his wife was now totally the right thing to do. He could do it with purpose. He could do it with God's blessing. He could do it as a testimony and have a part in the great scheme of redemption. And so the clarity of the news from the angel brought confidence to Joseph's heart and to his soul. And of course he obeyed. You look down there at verse 24, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. And so his fears were gone, his faith was strong, and he was ready to go through with the will of God. Now, just put yourself in Joseph's shoes. Put yourself in this situation, and the word of the angel would bring great, great peace, great joy, great hope, and confidence to your heart. What are you doing with the good news of the gospel? Joseph, we're told here, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. There is certainly a role model of obedience, of loyalty, and of doing the right thing. And after the message, faith, which cometh by hearing, well, Joseph was ready to do God's will. Let that be true in our hearts as well. We're going to turn to our other hymn, our next hymn, number 92 in our hymnal. Hymn number 92, Joy to the World, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Number 92. Let's stand to sing then. You may be seated again, and we'll take our Bibles again. Another incident where an angel came and said, "Fear not," is Luke chapter 1, and we'll read verse 25 to 31. Here is the angel ministering to Mary. Luke 1:25, "Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Here in verse 30, we have another fear not from the angel Gabriel, and he is speaking to Mary. This young girl, just a teenager, was shocked at the very sight of an angel. She may have heard Joseph's story before, but now this was coming right to her. And here in verse 29, you will see that she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Nothing will make flesh and blood, mere human nature, ready to meet an angel. They are creatures of such power and such magnificence that to visually behold an angel will bring us to the place where we will tremble. But this angel, this messenger of the Lord to Mary, had a word of comfort, a word of consolation for her. And Mary, we were told, had found favor with God. Look at verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. And down in verse 30, the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And this is the message that we need when we encounter the Holy One of Heaven. Now, to be highly favored of God for Mary was a wonderful thing, to be chosen to be the mother of our Lord. Out of all the thousands of Israel, she was the one with that great privilege. And she was not to tremble in fear. She was not to recognize this as trouble, but rather as a great and wonderful blessing. Now, I can only liken this to the truth of God's electing love. Why did he choose us to be his people? And the workings of his grace and his spirit in our hearts, we are highly favored. Multitudes in the world tonight have no interest, no thought, no desire to know the name of our Lord Jesus. But we do. We lament that we don't know him well enough. We lament that there's too much of the flesh in us, too much of the world about us, too much of our own nature coming to the fore. And our burden is that Christ be formed in us. But that very desire means that we are indeed highly favored. You know that great hymn, When This Passing World Is Done. When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty not my own, when I see thou as thou art, love thee with unsinning heart, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe. And then another stanza, Chosen not for good in me, wakened up from wrath to flee, hidden in the Savior's side, by the Spirit sanctified. Teach me, Lord, how on earth to show by my love how much I owe. And as Mary was highly favored, she was not to tremble. She was not to look upon this as some scary, fearful event, but that she was favored. And you're here tonight to hear the gospel. You are highly favored. And when you bow the knee and accept Christ into your life, you are highly favored. Also, we see in this very passage here that we're looking at, that Mary would be a member of the Lord's kingdom. Look at verse 33. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now that removes fear. Mary was the chosen vessel to bear the body of the Lord in her womb, but she was also highly favored to be a subject in this great kingdom of God's grace. And fear flees away when kingdom glory dawns. We also know that she magnified the Lord as her Savior, and she put her complete trust in his wonderful name. And this is our prayer for everyone in our congregation, that each one will be highly favored, knowing the grace, the blessing, the help of the Lord. Let's sing another hymn. We're going to number 94 together. Number 94. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by. Number 94. I'm sorry. Where am I at here? We haven't sung A Little Town of Bethlehem, have we? We did? Joy to the World. All right, 105. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. 105. Let's all stand to sing this together, please. may be seated again. We're going to turn to Luke chapter 2 and the verse 8. We have another fear not in this passage from angels that met with the shepherds on that night of the Savior's birth. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Well, in this passage, we learn of the fear of the shepherds as that bright light shone around them on the hillsides, and they heard these angels singing. If you look at verse 9, you will see that they were sore afraid. I don't think you could describe it more acutely. The panic, the terror that filled their hearts, not knowing what this meant. Now notice in that verse 9 that it was the glory of the Lord which shone around them. These angels, they just have borrowed light. It is the light of the Lord himself which came down into that very place on the hillsides, and they were sore afraid. Now, these angels were fearful at the presence of the angels, at their voice, and they were afraid that this would be a terrible event, an event that would be destructive rather than a blessing. But when the angels described the situation and told them of the event of the birth of Christ and that they would find him in a manger, well, then they were fearful of missing the way to the Savior. It says in verse 16 that they came with haste. They could not afford to dawdle. This event might be all over. Mary and Joseph might move on very quickly. And so they immediately left their sheep, left their work, and went down the hill, down into the town of Bethlehem, that they might find this child in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. Now, procrastination is a very dangerous thing in the Christian life. We are not to put off what is the command and the will of God, but rather to do so immediately. I fear that there are people even in our own congregation, and that they are putting off either salvation, or they are putting off the work of their sanctification. That means turning to the Lord, changing our lives, giving up the old habits and the old ways. We are called to follow the Lord closely. And these shepherds made haste. And I trust tonight that you are not a procrastinator, but that you give your whole heart to following the Lord. In verse 17, when they went, after they had gone down and saw this great sight, they found, verse 16 says, they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. To the work of preaching this good news. Nobody got by these shepherds when they had seen the Lord for themselves, just as the angels had said. And on their way back, they were full of zeal, full of desire that they might see the kingdom of the Lord to be extended. And if you are a Christian believing in Christ, the Son of God, then fear not. Fear not. That's the message that comes to each and every one of us. Do not fear anything but sin. Do not fear anything but offending the Lord. And let us serve Him with all our hearts. A man was compelled one night to cross a wide frozen river. And notwithstanding the assurances that were given repeatedly to him that the ice was safe and sound to travel on, all he could do was go on that ice eagle spread, making sure he spread his weight upon the ice. And as he made a little bit of progress, he saw this horse and carriage rushing toward him with a load of iron on board. And then he began to realize there was no reason to fear, that it was solid ice and he could travel on it safely. These fear nots that we are given here in these various passages, they build our confidence that when we are seeking the Lord and serving Him, we have nothing to fear, but that we can follow Him and serve Him with all of our hearts. Now, there's another fear not in these passages that deal with the birth of the Lord Jesus, but in the book of Revelation, chapter 1:18, it says that I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And in the verse before it, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, for I am the first and the last. And of course, the Lord himself gives to us the word of fear not. And we are to take that to heart tonight, knowing that Christ is born. And if he's born in your heart, if he's born in your soul, if he is born that he might live in you, then you have nothing to fear. And so I hope that these incidences, these passages that show us these fear nots to these various people involved in the birth of Christ will build your faith and your confidence that the Lord will be with you. Now let's sing another hymn. We're going to turn to number 106, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks By Night. All seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. 106. Let's stand to sing, please, together.
Oh,
have time for a couple of favorite carols between number 87 and about 113 or so. If you have a favorite you would like us to sing tonight. Dan? 93. Thou dost leave thy throne. Okay, we can sing this one. Let's sing a couple of verses. 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. Just keep in our seats. Another favorite, Alan, 87, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. All right, let's do two verses of this one, and then we'll have time for one more favorite, and we'll close with that. Verses 1 and 2, number 87, O Come, Emmanuel. Keep in our seats. The other favorite? 103. 103. What child is this? We will sing this with joy. Let's all stand. Verses 1, 2, and 3 as we end our service. Yeah. Well, may the Lord bless you over the week to come, and may the Lord, who has come into this world to be our Savior, fill your heart and bless you richly. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank Thee tonight that the believer in the Lord Jesus is delivered from such fears of the visitation of God, that we are indeed highly favored of the Lord. You have chosen to call us, to redeem us, to wash us in your blood, to write our names in the Lamb's book, and to give us a clear title to heaven. We thank Thee tonight that we are the recipients of great and wonderful blessings that come to us through our Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank Thee for giving us your Son. What an amazing, unspeakable gift. And we give Thee all our praises for our Savior. We pray that you will bless your people in the week to come. Bless those who travel. Bless those who spend family times at home. O Lord, that you will draw near and that you will bless us. Bless our whole congregation, and may your favor be upon your people continually. Now dismiss us with your blessing, the blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I want to mention that I did talk with Mrs. Yeomans today, and they have ruled out anything too serious. She is just a little bit of lightheadedness and some issues that she may need to take care of, but nothing too serious that they needed to hospitalize her. She is home and obviously not with us today, but we're thankful that she's doing well. So thank you for those who cared for her on Friday night when she wasn't feeling well at our social time.